The Volumes of Truth, Volume 5. Death Unto Life. October 11, 2010, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Beloved ones, there is indeed a death, in which I am well pleased, and another, which greatly pains my heart. For a great multitude shall be left in the refiner's fire, and all shall suffer the pains of death. For some, death unto life, and others, death into darkness. And yet still others, have been appointed to be taken through. These shall be for me a remnant. Behold, I shall be their covering, hiding them from all who puff at them, a strong shield, protecting them from all their enemies, a high wall, which cannot be broken down. They shall endure. For these are reserved for glory, to bring me great glory in all the earth. Yes, these are they who shall suffer, as you must suffer, the same death of which you seek, and shall surely be fulfilled, when I finish you. The shedding of the skin of this world, the crucifying of your old man with his sinful ways, the putting on of the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge of the truth, restored in the image of him who created him. For those who come into the world by way of water and blood, were born from life into life. Yet to return to my kingdom, one must be reborn from death, unto life. And though my will seems to be hidden from your eyes, it is not at all hidden. For I have proclaimed it openly from the beginning. I have not ceased from making my plans known. Yet from those who refuse me, it is indeed hidden, though it passes before their eyes, even now, says the Lord.